In the second part, Reverend David Mercy talks about how he ended up killing and cremating the tourist girlfriend alone. In this third edition, Reverend Mercy continues to share his experience where he talks about how the U.S. authorities were able to trace their citizen.
When I got back to Burkina Faso to Ouagadougou, I'm going back to my lady. The first question she asked me when she saw me was that, where is the money? Then I told the American lady that I was surprised because I was expecting her to be worried, to show some remorse or something. She was very happy. So when she asked for the money, I gave it to her. When
she felt like blood money?
Yes. I didn't want that. Greg, my conscience. In fact, let me put it this way. I became spiritually and physically sick.
Yeah.
I was not myself. But my lady was so confident. She took the money and you could see the joy that she expressed.
She's been possessed.
Yeah. Later on, she realized
no,
I was not happy. Then she said, okay, she's going to do something. And I asked her what. She said, I should wait. She went out and came and told me she was in her period and that she has put some of her period in the water, in a bucket. So I should go and bath it. And when
what
I bath it,
what's that supposed to mean?
It means that she says her spirit
to fortify you.
Yes, to fortify me against that fear that I have again for what I have done.
Wow.
And like a sheep being led to the slaughter, I followed her.
Yeah.
I went and bathed the concussion. It did nothing to me. Mm. My conscience was still bothering me. So Greg, from then in 1989, my girlfriend advised that we come back to Ghana and destroy every evidence instead of leaving the car where the security agencies can trace it. So we came back to Ghana and then I picked the car. We came down to Kumasi with the intention of turning him to scrap. But along the way, when I was trying to do that, I met a friend in magazine Kumasi who advised me not to do that, but I should change the car. It was a right-hand drive. I should change it to the left-hand drive and change the color rating. I could sell it off. So I bought into the idea. And then we changed the car, turning it to a different color and then to a left-hand drive, and I brought it to Accra. But unfortunately, as much as I tried to sell the car, if somebody comes today or buy the car tomorrow, he changes his mind. Mm-hmm. I think it was God.
Yeah.
It was God that was doing everything. And in the course of destroying every evidence, I came across a card. I didn't know it was an ATM card, but something interested me in that card. So when I came down to Accra, I showed it to a friend. I don't know how he was able to log into the girl's account in Britain.
And made some money.
Yeah, they discovered the girl had $18,000. The American lady had $18,000 lodged in her account. So we came together, put our heads together, and with some friends, we drafted a letter, a withdrawal letter in her name.
Mm.
And then we sent it. How the letter got, I don't know. But my friend collected the letter. I don't know whether he posted it. I don't know what happened. But 8 months down the line,
when money
was not coming, not knowing the American government was on our government to look for their citizen.
Yeah.
Because the parents were looking for their daughter.
Mm.
And then they were able to trace the letter, trace everything, and then I was nabbed in Kumasi.
You heard the third part of Reverend David Mercy's experience. Radio Ghana will bring you the fourth part tomorrow.